did you see tonight, Ed? What you sense in that game?
Yeah, it was back and forth. I thought we took over the game in a lot of different situations tonight. I thought the guys played really, really well in front of me.
What did you think of your game?
It was okay. I didn't really do too much. I don't think I was a big factor in the game tonight. That's okay. I'm gonna, get better from that and move on.
How did you see the winner, like all of a sudden, Kopitar's in the title?
Yeah, I'm not too sure why they're dumping the puck in like that, and then it just goes off a stick, right on his tape, and doesn't bounce off it. Gets a nice shot off, goal, and out of there.
Some different goals, right? Kempe's juggling a puck at you out of the air. A shot from the hash marks that went through two guys and gets in. We don't know if you saw that puck even. Or it wasn't a routine night. Some of the chances were kind of weird. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's very fair. Since the third period, the game before, just really tough bounces are happening. That's not saying that it leaked into tonight. It's just like they're getting some good puck luck right now. We've also had our fair share of puck luck as well. So that's how hockey works sometimes. And it just wasn't puck luck wasn't on my side tonight.
This is part of what I mean. You focus a lot on the mental side of the game, and maybe not too high when it's good, not too low when it's bad. This is sort of what all that effort is for, is these sorts of moments.
Exactly. Games like this where. You feel like the universe is against you, and that the puck's just not working well for you, and all these things. It's part of life. I'm sure we've all had those feelings before. It's part of playoffs too. Like I'm sure I'll feel this again at some point. I hope that I get to feel this again at some point, and if we get on a stretch here. The takeaway for tonight is just kind of wash it out. I know who I am. I know my game, and I'm going to get back to work.
Stu, you've talked about, I know goalies feel they can save every shot, right? But when it's one that's, coming out of nowhere, bouncing off guys or stuff, is it harder sometimes to be like, well, what's going on here, where it's going off skates and kind of through traffic, where it's different than if a guy just beats you and you whiff it on your glove?
Yeah. Talking about that, the first goal, Kempe made a nice shot. But that's a shot that I saw, and I can stop a puck like that. Now Kempe's second one, where it goes off two different sticks and maybe a skate, it's a little bit more difficult to see kind of what I can learn, how I can play that better. But again, hockey players make great plays. Kempe got a stick on it. That's great hand-eye coordination by him. It's a good goal, and I think you're exactly right. You just got to, move on and move forward, and sometimes those types of things happen.
Stu, just to follow that up, is that hard luck or bad bounces kind of thing, is that easier for a goaltender's stomach, or is it kind of more difficult because it's just kind of frustrating?
Talking to you guys right now, 15 minutes after a game, it's a little frustrating. Give me an hour and I'll be all right.
The Doughty goal. It looked like you were waiting for him to make a move.
I'm sure you guys could ask him the same thing, but he was wanting to go backhand. And Nuggie actually made an unbelievable play, and I just kind of got caught in the mix of things and didn't read it well and snuck it in five hole. But that's kind of stuff that's happening. Every shot that they take, it seems to hit off a guy's stick and hit off a skate and they're able to make some plays. So some things that we all get to learn as a unit and move on and get better from this.
Can you speak to Holloway's game tonight? This looked like he arrived tonight.
Amazing, yeah. He was great. I even thought the last game too, even though he didn't score a goal the other night, he was doing his job so well. And that's what you get out of him. He plays his role really well. He's a fast skater. He's got lots of skill, and he knows how to grind down low too. So I'm an amazing player to watch, and I'm really proud of him for getting those two goals. They were huge goals.
And as a goalie, he's got a shot too. Sometimes he doesn't use that shot. He wants to dump it in and grind.
Yeah, sometimes you got to pick your spots, right? Sometimes, and I think that he's got the smarts to do that. I think he found some areas on the ice where he was able to get the puck and get a quick release on, and obviously he got rewarded for that tonight. But You know, playing in the NHL, sometimes it's hard to find that good ice and get a nice shot on. So I think he has picked out his spots really, really well, and he was able to give us a chance tonight to win.
Do their fourth goal with Fiala one. Did it take a little bounce there in front of you, or did it reach
clean? I think it reached me clean. I to be honest, I couldn't see a thing. I think Byfield did a great job, and I think that their whole team does a really good job in general, getting good traffic, and that's an amazing lesson learned for me. You know, for the rest of the series, I know that they're going to do that, so it's a really good spot for me where I get to, you know, enjoy learning that lesson tonight.